here we go. Go from there. Sunday, Trevante Jaramillo. I'm with another Morrier, folks. We like these podcasts, especially the tweeters. They enjoy getting a little glimpse into the lives of the fellow Morriers. I'm on with the very funny and the very Mexican Luis Camacho. How are you, sir?
Just fine. How are yourself?
Doing good, man. Again, you know, this is one of those just kind of like a hangout cast. You and I have been talking for a while, and I guess for my folks, there's been a few people that stand out like on Facebook and Twitter that are like really diehard supporters. And you, like, I sent out a tweet, you know, months ago that said something about you being honorary executive producer, because you helped me out a lot, man. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you got it. You know, I try to help out as much as I can. You know, I try to make everybody, I guess, just improve themselves, you know. And you got some funny stuff on your podcast all the time. I said, well, why not represent these guys?
I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate you doing this, too. What's your day gig, sir? I know that you're a big car guy. We recently talked about a little bit of gun stuff. But, like, what's your day gig?
So right now, currently, my day gig is being a bus driver in Los Angeles. it's pretty exciting work. I'm going to put it, they should give us a gun. We should be cops.
Well, again, you know, I apologize for not having, like, a big old a list of questions for you. But, I mean, we've known each other on Twitter and on Facebook for a long time. But this is the first time we've ever talked. And we kind of talked about the bus story thing, and I'm gonna sort of put you on the spot because I know you got some cool stories, and I think I just want to let you rip and do it.
Okay, where should I start there?
Give me the wheelchair one you told me the other day.
Okay, I'll give you the wheelchair one. Okay, what happened is you know, I was new to the company, and I was driving a line that goes from Los Angeles into Long Beach. So I picked up this lady, a wheelchair lady, matter of fact, and I picked her up, got on the bus, and I didn't pick her up physically. But, she boarded the bus, so here we are, we're taking off, and, halfway, through the ride, I noticed that there's kind of a funny smell, but, you know, at nighttime, you have people who kind of smell funny. And, I look down the aisle, and I see this big bag, big brown bag on the ground, right? And I see him, and I'm like, and I wasn't there when I started. So, but, I kept going. I have to keep my eyes on the road, so I keep going. And I keep driving, I keep smelling something, and I keep looking back, and I notice that the bag will not move. So I'm saying to myself, this bag got glue under it? I mean, it ain't moving, right? So, yeah, man. So I keep going just to the... I keep going a little bit further, and I look in the rearview mirror, and I notice that the wheelchair lady has her bottom turned sideways, right? And I see where the brown bag came from.
She's
bumbling on the bus. I'm like, oh my god, no, she just didn't do that, right? Oh man, it was pretty bad. So. I end up calling the dispatch, and I tell them, hey, I just had a lady. I couldn't find the words right at that moment. I couldn't find the words to describe what she just did. And the dispatch said, well, you make sure you use correct terminology because you're being recorded. And I tell her, the lady just boobled all over the bus. All I heard was there was a long pause on the other end.
They're like, she's covering the microphone. Like, what does boo boo mean? What do they mean? That's funny.
She took
man.
A huge giant shit on the floor. That's what she did. You want us to hear? You got it, bud.
That's awesome. So, what do you do? Like, you kick her off, or like?
Well, what we did. I finally got into Long Beach, and I told the lady politely, you're gonna have to get off the bus. And she says, aren't you going back to Los Angeles? And I told her, I am, but you're not. And so they gave me a new bus, and the service attendant, so you call the guys to, come pick up buses that are, dirty. Right. And I said, well, what's wrong with the bus, you know? I said, well, you know, you see that brown bag right there? He said, yeah, that's not a bag. That's a big pile of crap. He's like, no, no. he grabbed this plastic bag and kind of covered it. I guess he wouldn't see it if he was driving it back to our yard. And I just said, God bless that guy for doing that, because I couldn't handle that.
That's rough, man. I wanted to kind of get into, like, what are you allowed to do as a driver? Like, you said, you know, you should be cops, and, like, we've seen a bunch of crazy shit going down on buses, and, like, the videos of, like an unruly kid or something like that, or unruly passenger, and the driver getting up and slapping the shit out of him. Like, what are you able to do when, like, some weirdness goes on, or, like, maybe, like, a fight or whatever?
In all honesty, I can't do anything. You know, once I get up off that seat, you know, I put myself in a position to get fired. So if you have people fighting on the bus, or people even smoking weed on the bus, which has happened more than once, you just really can't do anything. I mean, you could call it in, you know, have, you know, police assistants come out there. If they show up on time, which you never do, you know, they can kick them off the bus. There's times, but I'll be honest with you, there were instances where I have said, you know, get the hell off the bus, you know, you guys are being rude, there's no, you know, there's no need for that. You know, quick story though, there's a guy I know, and I think he's still working right now. He's a bus driver, and he's driving, and he likes to confiscate people's fake passes, right?
Okay.
And he has a huge stack of these passes, right? You know? And, you know, I told him one day, you know, I said, hey, you know, we're supposed to do that. You know, we're supposed to just leave him alone. You know, it's fake. Yeah, he said, yeah, I know, but, you know, they make me upset. They come in here, they make me look like a fool, start, you know, I take them from them. And I said, all right, you're going to get beat up one day, all right? So, lo and behold, that one day came, right? He's up in a part of L.A., which we call the jungle, you know, if you ever seen Training Day. There's a bus that goes through that area. Yeah. You can believe that. There's a bus that goes in that area. So he was in that area. He took this kid's bus pass, and there was about five or six of them that just jumped on him. I mean, beat the mess out of this guy, right? And a few months later, he comes back to work, and, you know, I see him again. I say, hey, you still doing this, taking bus passes? He said, yep. He said, what are you going to learn? He says, I'm never going to learn it. As long as they keep getting on this bus and they keep getting on here with fake passes, I'm going to take it from them. Hmm. So that goes to show you that, you know, we're not supposed to do nothing, but there are operators out there that will do something.
Right. Real quick, 12 says, hey, guys, looking forward to the podcast. And I got a question for you from old man Beast and OMB.
There it is.
This is the mind of a trucker, apparently. He wants to know how big the biggest woman you ever had on your bus was.
The biggest woman that I've had on my bus.
That seems a little, I don't know, that seems weird. I wonder why he wants to know that. It's just his whole trucker mentality. It's just like, what are you hauling today?
Right.
Big ass bitch.
What are you hauling today? That's a nice way to put it. Well, let me see. The biggest woman I ever had was a wheelchair patron. This lady was big. I'm talking about, I know you've seen the hub around, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
This lady was actually oozing over the hub around, right? So she was trying to get on the bus, and I said, ma'am, I think you're a little bit too big, you know, and I think you might be too heavy for the ramp. She says, no, that's fine. I can get in here. I said, oh, okay. So I let down the ramp. And the ramp at those times used to pick up the patron. So here we go, you know. I picked her up. The bus kind of tilted sideways to the right. And here she comes. Just struggling. Just that old screeching noise. That old metal noise. She got in here. She could barely fit through the aisles. You know, if I had a guesstimate, I would say, I don't know, maybe a nice 400, maybe 500 pounds. This lady was all chins, man.
Damn, man.
You know, like that. She looked like that guy from Star Wars, that little blob that just sits and just talks. You know, that's what she looked like. So, it's pretty big. She's pretty big. Nice lady, by the way, but she was really big.
Damn. I mean, obviously you get a lot of people watching in, a lot of characters on these buses and stuff. Do you ever, I'm trying to figure out how to word this without being dirty. As the bus driver, as the man in charge of all these lives, is there ever any like females that are like, ooh, look at this guy driving our bus. Trying to get a little piece of Louise.
Oh man, let me see. There's been a few instances. Nothing that I've been falling for. I can guarantee you that. You know. yeah, I've had like, you know, young ladies get on the bus. Ooh, oh, you're so nice looking. I tooted my own horn. You're so nice looking. You know, can I please have a ride? I'm like, I don't need the nice looking part, but you can definitely get in the bus.
I thought that was funny. Like, look, lady, I don't
need to compliment. But it is funny, you know. They want to shake their tail at you, thinking, okay, you know, how many people do not got $1.50 in their pocket?
Right.
You know? And it kind of tells you what their mentality is. If they're willing to shake their hiney in front of your face for $1.50 just to get a ride in the bus.
That's a good point.
What kind of woman are you really talking about, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
man. You know what? I think I'm gonna have to come out and do a little Cali tour, and I'll spend a day with you on the line there and see how things go before I go bother Brad and Cobb over in Long Beach or wherever they're at, or OC. I mean, have you ever been in like an altercation, or have you ever been like afraid of some craziness going on?
No, I'll give you another story. I got so many guys, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
We can do this all night. Yeah. Well, one day, and I'm going to curse on this one, so here goes your warning. There was this guy that got on the bus, old school cat, you know, he had his little cane with him, you know, pimped out or whatever. He get in the bus, and, you know, he gets in, he says, hey, man, I ain't got no money. There's no problem. Just go ahead and have yourself a seat. So he goes over there, and he has a seat. And, you know, I guess he's getting close to where he's going to get off at. He stands up, and he says, you know, you better show me some fucking respect. I told him, and I looked at him, I said, who are you talking to? He says, I'm talking to you. And that's when I told him, I lost my mind at that moment. I said, no, fuck, you ain't talking to me like that. He says, I said, yeah, I am. I said, you motherfucker, you better get your ass off this bus before we have a problem in here. And he says, you ain't, I'm gonna go get my hood. I said, fuck you and your hood. You know, that's what I told the guy. I said, fuck you and your hood. I mean, who you standing with that mess, right? And he says, you ain't gonna be talking that much longer. I said, your ass ain't gonna be walking that much longer. Keep talking shit. So, you know, I was in a ghetto part of town, you know, unfortunately, I lost my cool at that moment.
Now, hang on a second. Let's frame this up a little bit. Let's talk about your physicality. Like, you're a pretty good sized dude, right?
Well, at the time, let me see. When this happened, you know, I'm not very tall. I'm about 5'10". At the time, I was about 225, 230.
Right.
But I was solid. You know, right. So I had that little edge on me. I'm a little pudgy now, but at that time, I was, you know, a little solid. So to hear somebody talk to you like that,
yeah,
you know, it kind of it pushed my buttons. You know what I mean? And this guy had he knew the magic button to push.
Why did he start it with you?
I don't know. You know, it's a lot of people that get in this, on these buses that are 5150.
Yeah.
You know, and layman's terms, they're crazy. You know, they're not all the way there, and they get on here and they just. I don't know, it's like the bus driver's the guy to pick on today, you know. Shit on the driver today, you know what I mean?
So what happened?
Yeah. Well,
did you fight him?
It happened so many times. Huh?
Did you fight him?
No, I didn't fight him. No, actually, he got off the bus. He got off the bus, and he just kept on jarring, so I just left. But here's the problem, though. Now, everybody that stayed on the bus had nothing else to say. It was just, like, you could hear a pin drop in there now. It was like, wow, you know, what did I just do? Like, all these people back here, nobody wants to go out the front door. Everybody's going out the back door. Nobody wants to say nothing to me. Everybody that said hi to me or good afternoon to me, nobody wants to have nothing to do with me at that point.
That's
so, yeah, it, I mean, now it was funny. At the moment, I kind of embarrassed. I got embarrassed. And I thought, well, I was like, oh, well, that's you live and learn, you know. So now I just kind of like keep my mouth shut. But, you know, there are instances where, like, man, I just want to punch in your mouth, you know.
Right.
Take a fire extinguisher to your ass, you know.
Jesus.
You know? Yeah. I get rowdy, you know. Yeah, I played football, so, you know, you never lose that kind of aggressive attitude, you know.
Right. Are you a gang member?
No, not affiliated with no gangs. many family members who are gang members, I can tell you that. Yeah. But no, not myself. No, not at all.
Right. I'm not going to tell the story, but you just reminded me of, like, do you listen to More Stories?
Uh-huh.
The first time Ralphie May was on there, and they were talking about that guy that was on PCP that came in and, like, kicked Jay's dog. And, like, just for no reason, just, like, kicked the dog in the face, and then they went outside to, like, fight him. And you just reminded me of that part with, like, when he realized that he had, like, a gang tattoo. Jay goes, fuck you and fuck your set. And then everybody's like, whoa!
Yeah, I remember that.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what?
Fuck you and fuck your hood.
I put it to you like this. You're the only one standing in front of me. Where the fuck is the rest of your hood? And if they ain't there, your ass is open game.
Exactly. That does seem like a weird thing to come up with when you're alone on a bus. I don't know. He must have been crazy, dude. Another question from OMB. Would you rather drive a Volvo wagon and be married to a supermodel, or drive an 8 Series with a 4? I don't know what that means. Do you?
Oh, I don't know. You know, married to a supermodel, huh?
What? Don't you have? Yeah, you already have a lovely wife, right?
Yeah, I do. I got a pretty little lady. Nice missus. Her name is Ingrid. No, she's not white. But she's a very nice lady. Takes care of me very well. She gives me the business from time to time, you know, like all women do. You know, no matter what you find, you're always going to get the business from somebody. So, she's a very sweet lady. And I have nothing but a ton of respect for her, especially putting up with me.
Right. So you're going with the 8 Series?
Yeah, I have to. Don't not pay attention to the disappointment in my voice, but yes, I have to go with the 8 Series.
Let's talk about your wife for a minute. How'd you guys meet? And why did she pick you?
Why did she? I don't know. You know that? I have no idea. I asked her, too, one time. I said, why did you pick me? You know,
why me? Money,
you know, I love to eat. I'm, you know, as you can see some of my pictures, I love to eat. And I'm like, why did you pick me? And she just said there was, you know, this is what she told me. She said, I never liked guys who were big, which is I am. Never liked guys with long hair, which is I am. And I said, and I don't like guys, you know, who are driving a bus. But something about you caught my attention. I said, well, hell, that's all I needed to know, you know?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, hey, you want me, I want you, what the hell? Let's make it happen. Let's make babies.
There you go. Yeah, let's get her pregnant.
Yeah. Hey, I got her pregnant.
what was I going to say? Damn it. For you metal fans, people... Luis, to me, sort of looks like Dino from Fear Factory, but not as fat. Like, not fat. Like, Dino is a big fat guy. I actually took a picture with him. He's like a beach ball, how big that guy is.
Thank you.
It's a dumb story. Sorry, I know that didn't come off right. I apologize.
Nah, I don't care. Hey, well, I'm a man. I can handle it. I'm 40. No, I'm not 40.
This is a dumb throwaway story, but we went to go see Fear Factory in a neighboring town over here. Me and my buddy Rob were kind of hanging around, and like, as far as we knew, Fear Factory weren't the kind of band to do like the stick around meet and greet type of thing. But the crowd was so small that as soon as they were done, they just jumped off the stage and was like taking pictures and hanging out. And I had an iPhone that had the it was the first one that had the video feature on it. And so we're there trying to take a picture, and I had had it set on video, and I felt too I felt too embarrassed to ask like to switch it and actually take the picture again. So I just took it, and I was trying to like find like a still shot out of the video that was decent enough. And the exposure on it's so terrible. It's like you can tell it's me, you can tell it's Rob, but it looks like this little Indian woman in between us. If like if I didn't tell you it was Dino, you would never know it.
Right. Oh, man, Indian woman, huh?
Yeah, it was weird. Little Native American grandma looking. Because he's really short. He's like he's got to be like 5'5". He's little, but he's big around, you know?
Yeah, little 5x5, right?
Yeah, exactly. Give me another one. I don't know how to like lead you into these things because I don't know about any of them. How about sexy time stuff?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
How about like sexy time stuff? Any of that shit go on?
You're cutting in and out, my man.
Oh, sorry. Like, is there any like sexual stuff that goes on that you have to like put a stop to?
Sexual stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you opened the door. Let me give you another. Yeah. Let me give you one.
Nice.
All right, again, the same bus line from LA to Long Beach. I pick up this couple. Somewhere in downtown LA, and they get on a bus, they ask for a ride. I mean, asking for a ride. I said, no problem, you know, come on in, let's go. I'm not a hard ass on people in regards to the money. It's like, just come on, let's go, and I gotta get to where I'm going.
Right.
So anyway, they get on a bus, and, I look in the mirror, in the rear mirror, and I'm looking back, and I only see him sitting there, right? But kind of like his eyes, like, rolled into the back of his head, right?
Mm.
But I don't see her. And I'm like, where did she go, right? Yeah, at the moment, I'm not thinking that, right? Like, what's going on? So, three times this happens, I look in the mirror, and I see him, and then I see the lady. She got, like, this look on her face, like she just bit into a lemon. You know, like, whatever she's sucking on is a little bitter,
yeah.
You know, And I just keep looking, and I notice, yeah, you know, they come up and tell me, yeah, you know, she's going out there, she's going down on the guy, right? Giving him a nice job over there. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm like, what should I do? What should I do? I didn't have to do anything. Let me tell you what happened. There was a guy who got on the bus. He's a little short guy. Okay, let's put it to you this way. It looks like Ronnie Coleman, cut at the knees. Big, stocky, little guy, if that makes any sense, right?
Yeah.
And so he's sitting there, and he's looking back there. His feet are dangling from the you know, from the chair. Because his feet, yeah, guy, he's short, man. I'm serious. His feet do not hit the ground. He's like a little boy that's just, you know, real swolled up. So anyway, he goes and he looks at him. He says, hey, man, what y'all doing? And they just look at him and says, nothing, mind your business. He's like, okay, well, you guys are going to be my business in a second. I said, oh, man, what's going to happen here? Oh, man. So I just keep going. And he knows my name, so he goes, the little short guy. He goes, hey, Lou. I said, yeah. Open the back doors. Well, you know, I pulled over the bus, opened the back doors. This little guy stood up, or 5 feet something to him, and grabbed the guy that was getting a blowjob and threw him out the back of the bus, right?
Was dick out there?
And you can actually... Huh?
With his dick out and everything?
I wasn't looking for that. And so you hear him, because, you know, we have stairs in the back of the bus, and you can hear him boom, 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 right? All the stairs, right? And he hits the ground just laying there, kind of like dazed, like looking up at the sky, like, what just happened to me? And you can see, we have a little monitor on the bus. You can see him, he's just laying on the street, on the floor, and the lady's like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, get out of here, bitch. And he goes, yeah. And the lady goes flying out the back door, right? And I'm looking like, oh, man, what the hell? What am I going to do? He says, Lou. I said, yes. Close the door. Let's go. Time to go. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm not going to argue with this guy. I feel like getting punched in the head. So I closed the doors, and I took off, man. So that's how that situation ended. So I didn't really have to do anything. It was that guy who ended up taking care of that problem.
Do you see a lot of, this might be the same question as like, do you see fights and all that kind of stuff, but do you see a lot of, other riders standing up for other shit going on? Like yeah, this guy, but they police themselves a little bit, or?
Well, you know, you got some people on there who are act like vigilantes. You know, they see something bad going on, they're willing to, you know, fight. You know, there's some people that get on a bus, and if they see you every day, they're like, you're their bus driver, you know. And, man, they got your back. You know, you could get in an accident, and it was your fault. They'll say, no way, it was that other person who did it. Or, yeah, you know, you can tell that you nailed them, right? And it's like, oh, he did this, and oh, she did that, whatever, right? And, you know, that would happen. That guy that was, you know, had my back, you know, he had my back for like, wow, I was in that line for like 4 months, and anything that happened, he was on it. I mean, he didn't take mess from nobody. He's the one who basically did what I wanted to do but couldn't, if that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah.
That's cool.
I got another story about the guy. I got another one for you. This guy did this a lot.
What's this guy's name?
One time, you know what? What was that guy's name? I forget. Let's call him Teddy. All
right.
Okay. So, you know, one time Teddy gets on the bus, and you know, I'm just driving, and this one fella gets on the bus, and he says, "Please, I can't get a bus. I got no money." It's a recurring act, right? And I have no money. I said, "Yeah, let's go." So he goes sit down in the back, and immediately, Teddy's eyeballing this guy already from the jump, right? He's just eyeballing him. I'm like, yo, that guy, Teddy's like, yeah, I'm cool. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to get that guy off the bus. So the guy ain't done nothing. He says, don't worry. I'll take care of him. So, you know, it's like this guy attracts his trouble. The guy, you know, gets into it with another passenger, and he throws like a cup at her, right? It's a lady. It's a lady passenger. He throws a cup at her and calls the lady trash, okay? And he gets upset, and he says, hey, where you going? He says, well, I'm going to Long Beach, whatever. Leave me alone. He lays down. Well, about 10, 15 minutes later, I guess the guy passed gas, right? And it smells like just stench in there, right? So he gets up, you know, mad as hell, walks to the back of the bus, and he looks at him and says, hey, quit drinking all that fucking milk. You're making a bus stink, right?
Like, Teddy, what I love about these stories is how small the transgression is that usually kicks this shit off. Like, the guy just farts, and this guy's like, oh, motherfucker.
he's looking for an excuse, my man. He's looking for a reason to get mad, right? He says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to fart. I apologize. I don't drink no more milk. So Teddy walks back there. Teddy goes back to the front of the bus and down. Guy's back there. And I guess, you know, the guy dozes off again, and he falls asleep. And Teddy, you know, he's like, man, this motherfucker's pissing me off. Luke, open the back doors. I'm like, oh, here we go again. So I'm not arguing with them. I'm not making this up, okay? I'm not arguing. I said, all right. Pulled over. And he wakes up the guy. Hey. He's like, oh, man, what's going on? You're getting your ass off the bus. And the guy in the highest pitched voice says, oh, darling, no. He grabs him, and all you hear is, oh, and he throws him out of the back of the bus. He says, I need my backpack. The guy outside, right? I need my backpack. Teddy grabs the backpack, throws it out of space. Lou, close the doors. Let's go. Okay, let's go.
Jesus, Teddy's kind of a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's a little short one, but a little strong one, too. So, yeah, I didn't mind the guy. I was like, hey, he has my back. I just leave the guy alone.
That's funny shit, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I go flying out that damn bus. I damn
all that fucking milk.
Yeah, that's what he told him. Drink all that fucking milk. I'm like, oh, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How about unruly women?
Unruly women. I got one. You know, she wasn't really unruly. Guys might find this nice, I guess. I'm driving a bus, and this lady gets on, fully developed, you know, nice size, you know, top rack or whatever. She gets on the bus, she sits down, and, you know, we're driving along, and you see this little old man sitting next to her, right? And I'm talking about old. He's an old fella, right? He's just looking at her, like, eyeballing her. And I see this guy, and I'm looking, and I look back. I say, I don't know one of these eyeballs. The lady ain't got no bra, right? So every time I go over there, shit, the lady's bouncing, right?
Right.
So the guy's just like, he's just high. He's like, oh, my God. Like mesmerized, thinking milk, you know? And the lady pulls up her shirt, right, and just sits there with her shirt up, her boobs just hanging out, and the little old man's eyes just got as big as I don't know what. He's looking. He's just like, oh, he's staring. And the lady turns around, oh, I'm sorry, and just pulls her shirt down. I said, look at this lady right here. What the fuck is she trying to get started? And why she, you know, why was she up here doing that? But anyway, that's a different story. So,
Well, did you catch a peek?
No, I didn't catch him. She covered him up before I was able to see. So I was like, oh, well.
What a weird move.
But,
like exhibitionists and like voyeur people are so bizarre to me, where they're just like, you know, guy with like a, you know, really loose shorts with his fucking balls hanging out of the bottom of the thing. I don't know, stuff's just weird. That's a really weird move, though. It's one thing if, you know, she just like saw him looking and just kind of left it, but then to pull the shirt up, it's crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's all she did, was just pulled her shirt up, and I was like, wow, okay, like, man, this is weird. I've driven by in Hollywood where you see guys, like, wearing those little shorts so you can see their ass cheeks hanging out, you know? You know, like that one thing in Dave Chappelle, when that one guy was just, like, pushing it along that mower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny. Oh, man. Hey, Brad Hutchings comes in for Luis. Mustang or Camaro?
My favorite Camaro, is that what you said?
He says Mustang or Camaro.
Oh, Mustang or Camaro. Neither one of them junk them.
Fair enough.
No, I'm not really a Camaro or Mustang guy. Even now, the new Camaros, I was like, is that a Camaro? Is that a Challenger? Is that a Charger? What the hell is that? You know, I don't really know.
You're a BMW guy, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I'm heavy into BMWs, but I'm really loving the Nissan GTR right now. I would really love to get into that car.
Right on. Well, good luck to you on that one. Hey,
yeah.
I wasn't going to go into this part of it with you, because, like, one thing I was talking to somebody last night about this whole thing. Like, of course I love having, you know, the Moriers on the show. But I do try to keep it separate, because you guys are, you know, you're not just people that listen to a radio show. You obviously have lives like you. Your stories are fucking great. But
thank you.
It was a bizarre week, and I wanted to see if you had anything to offer about the goings-on of the Moore 64 tournament. The reason I ask you this is because I just got done watching Brad and Cobb, and they kind of touched on it a little bit, but, I mean, Cobb kind of took a stab at it, but I feel like they kind of danced around, like, the weirdness of what's been going on. By the way, I forgot to tell you earlier, but Chim's cool. I talked to him a little bit earlier, so.
That's good to hear.
He didn't really get into anything, so speculation still abounds as far as what's going on with that. But
right.
It was a little weird, wasn't it? A little uncomfortable.
It was really weird. It was really uncomfortable. You know, This was supposed to be fun, I believe. It was supposed to have been fun. You know, something they just dreamed up, you know, I'm talking about buyers, and maybe even Jay got into it and just said, hey, you know what, let's put this together. It'd be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all act real nice with each other. We're going at tweeting, trying to win the Twitter hat trick, you know? We're always favoring each other's tweets. Oh, that's funny. Oh, this was hilarious. Oh, you know, boo, you know, getting on better. Whatever. But, yeah, you know.
I love the people that can accept the, you know, like, I'll every once in a while I'll DM Tim O'Halloran. I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah.
I like the guys that can take it, like, if you smash them, you know.
Right. And you know what? I believe as grown adults, we should be able to deal with it. You know, we should be able to take it. You know, it's we're just tweeting. We're having fun. That's the whole point of this, you know. That's why I love Jay so much, is because he's, number one, he's so interactive. You know, he makes everybody feel like you can come into his house, sit down, and, you know, I'm not going to say drink a beer because they don't drink beer. But, you know, sit down and, you know, have a good time with the guy, right?
Right.
And so if you're tweeting, you know, you would think, you know, Mar 64, we're all going to have fun. We're all just going to poke at each other. Oh, we're just going to laugh. And all I've ever seen, as far as what I've seen, I don't know if anybody else has seen, they could disagree with me or not, is that everybody's complaining that they're losing. Or then the favoritism this or favoritism that. I'm like, it's just a Mar 64 and we're all supposed to have fun.
Yeah, it's funny because the first round, I felt like I was pretty solid. Like, the numbers, like, I crushed him, you know? Brian, mm-hmm. C60. And when I lost, you know, I don't give a shit, you know? Like, it would have been kind of cool to advance once because I was 14th seed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I don't give a shit, you know? And I did say to him, like, I didn't talk smack. I went to him and I go, I'm not going to lie, man. I thought I had you for once. Like, he's one of my favorite guys, too. And I told him that. I'm like, dude, I favorite your crap all the time. Like, you are hysterical. And
right.
For once, I actually, you know, felt good about it. But then, you know, I didn't say anything more than that, you know. And he even was like, yeah, man, that Metallica thing. He's like, if anybody at that table didn't know that was won by Metallica that was supposed to go with that, then it was just a stupid cat poem.
Yeah. Well, it's like me. Like, you know, I was on the bubble. I got in, thank God. You know, I was there, and, you know, I had to face be the Seahorse. And I thought I had good cleats in there, and unfortunately, no, I did not. Okay, I deal with it. Tell the guy good luck. That was it. I even tweeted out because I received my T-shirt for winning. Twitter hat trick, yeah, and I put it up there, and I said, you know what? Because I lost in the first round, does this make me less of a more here? And I said, you know, hell no, it doesn't, you know?
Right.
Because I was seeing everybody else, is like, you know, I'm not winning and all this stuff. And even be the Seahorse, he was like, well, you know, you got one up on me. I said, no. When I wear the shirt, I represent all of us, you know?
It kind of makes
the spirit, I think.
I don't want to, like, psychologically break this whole thing down, but it does make me kind of wonder. You know, positivity is not, does not come natural to a lot of people, you know, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm a dick, you know, and I'm trying to be like just better and not be so negative all the time, you know? And I feel like,
are you a Magnum sized dick guy?
You got to pay extra to cover this shit up.
on the ground, huh, my friend? Atta boy. Yeah.
But it's just funny because, like, I wonder, like, the whole, you know, pushing the positivity, you know, eventually the mask is going to slip on some of these folks, you know? And, like, for me, it slips in, like, little ways. Like, I have a really strong feeling that me making a Dan Beyer using gravy during sex joke an hour before the judging was probably a bad idea. Did you see that
maybe
tweet?
Might have been. No, but it's kind of funny.
I think it's funny. And nothing's better than a rehashed joke. So I'm just going to tell you, it was one of the segments. He like offhandedly said, save that for the bedroom. Right. Yeah. I don't know what they were talking about. I just grabbed onto that. And, I sent one, and it was literally the Thursday of the judging, and it was right at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And I said, save that for the bedroom. And then I put Dan Beyer pointing to the gravy boat on date night. I don't know if it's funny, but it made me... I know it's stupid.
I'm a silly guy, man. If it hits my ear just right, I will laugh. It could be the dumbest, you know. I didn't say that the tweet was dumb. I'm just saying, I will laugh. Believe me, I'll be the only guy laughing. Nobody else got it. I'll laugh because I thought it was fun.
Yeah, you know? And I think that might have hurt my chances. So, like that's how my mask of sanity slips a little bit as far as playing the game. Because like there's sometimes you feel like you want to kind of go at somebody, and you know you can't because then you get blocked or you get, you know, scolded or whatever. It's just this weird. I don't know. I'm not knocking it. I still love the show, love the game, but it's definitely becoming a little funny. So, Are you going to pay attention to the next round at all, or?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I actually stopped paying attention. I still have, you know, Dan has, you know, just let me know who's winning and who's losing, and you know, retweeting stuff, favoriting things.
Right.
No, I'm not really paying attention no more. I just, hey, whoever wins, you know, God bless them. Hopefully they win. Hopefully they enjoy it. You know, all this drama that's going on behind this tournament bracket and everything. And, you know, I hope somebody wins, you know, instead of us killing each other, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, enough of that. I just thought it was really interesting. It's like, you know, maybe we need to have a Negativity Friday every once in a while just to get it out, you know?
Negativity Friday.
No, go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm over here coughing, sorry.
Oh, my bad. Well, we're almost like 40 minutes in or so. Give us a couple more and then we'll call it a day, man.
A couple more stories?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me pick this brain because there's so many, man. I'm just, you know, I want to give everybody, you know, a laugh, you know.
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, let's go back to Teddy again. He seems to be a comical guy.
Asshole.
yeah. There was one, let me see. He gets on a bus and everything, and Teddy goes and has a seat, and the line goes by a Greyhound station. So you have a lot of traffic there, a lot of people getting in a bus, you know, catch the Greyhound connections, whatever. And there's one guy, he's standing there talking to his, you know, his lover, you know, going at it. So I'm standing there, and Teddy kind of looks at the guy and says, hey, you going to get on a bus or what? The guy looks at him, hey, you told the guy, wait a minute, you're not driving the bus. He says, well, you're not catching this bus. And he, like, pushed him, you know, right in the face and told him, get the hell out of here, Elvis. You know, why call him Elvis? I don't know. And I just said, let me just go. I said, all right, close the doors, took off. So that was one instance. Not as spectacular, but that was one instance. Oh, I have another one. This is a real good one. This has nothing to do with Teddy. It was two ladies, yeah. Two ladies got on the bus, right? One was a security guard lady. The other one, obviously, she was, you know, hooked on some kind of drug, right? Get on the bus. And they join. I mean, they're coming in from the street into the bus, and they're just talking shit to each other, right? Just letting each other have it. And the security guard lady, she's just sitting there next to her. She's getting sick of her. And she said, you know what, you fucking bitch? I'm sick of you talking shit to me. And the security guard lady proceeds to take off her wig and take off her earring, right? And the security guard lady, she got a little skull cap going, you know.
Holy shit.
And she just proceeds to beat the shit out of this smoker lady. You can hear it sounded like she was beating her with a belt, right? The smoker lady screaming, no, stop, help me, stop, help me, stop. And all this is happening, I'm just driving, guy. I'm just tuning it out, right?
Yeah.
And there's one fella from God knows where, you know, has a little thick accent. He said, so, you're not going to do nothing? You're not going to do nothing? I said, no, I let them have it. They're having a good time. I was just driving the bus. So they go on and beating each other. The lady, actually, they're not beating each other. Let me phrase that. The security guard lady keep beating up on a crackhead lady. And finally, I guess she had enough. She says, the crackhead lady says, oh, I'm done. Send me off the bus. She's, like, moving her hand. Like, she's all woozy and stuff. You know, pull over, open up the door. She runs out. And she runs out. Okay, the crackhead lady runs out the bus. And she starts yelling, fuck you, bitch, fuck you this and fuck you that, right? And so I just close my doors, take off. Security guard lady, she's sitting there, you know, she's fixing her wig, putting her earrings back in. And when I drive, pull the cord, you know, stop request that I pull over and let her off. She said, thank you, sir, have a great day. I said, you too, ma'am. What else can I do? You know, I couldn't do nothing else about it, you know.
Well, make me take off this weave, whoop your ass.
That's
so awesome.
And it had that little stocking, you know, that's all cut with a little you know, what do you call that? Like a little knot in it, and just, you know, as it kept her bald head from getting cold. I don't know, but anyway, it was just funny.
That's,
you know,
funny, man. Holy shit.
I enjoyed it, guy.
Yeah. Oh man, I wish I had, like, I mean, the stories that yours are like reminding me of, and like on my end, they don't really they're not as good, so it's not even doesn't make any sense to even throw them back to you. But I do love a good two females fighting. That's always fun to watch, especially when like it's it just gets dirty, man, where they're punching and pulling hair and shit, you know.
It can get nasty at times, guys. You know, I wish they were better looking, but they weren't. But, you know, they just had a, it was just, I don't know, I guess you'd call it a fat cat fight, you know what I mean? It was just you know. Yeah. Hey, they weren't very nice looking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, first of all, Luis. Thank 12, all right. OMB, and Brad for your questions. You were awesome, man. We'll definitely do it again. We'll keep in better touch, and I'll have something better for you next time. It won't be just you on the spot. I'll actually work at it for you. I apologize for that.
But, hey, I'm always on the island, man. Don't worry about it.
All right, man. What's your? I always forget your handle because now you changed it. I had it memorized for a minute. Follow Luis on Twitter at 414HPM3. What is that anyway? Like.
It's the engine output of the E92 M3. It's a 414 horsepower M3.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay. Hey.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you.
Sorry, I throw it in there, guys. I'm a silly ass guy, man. If you give me some more time, believe me, I'll be even crazier.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do it again a bunch of times, I'm sure.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, that just reminded me. Like I was trying to pepper that in a little bit yesterday at work, because I work with a bunch of females, and you know they always say stuff that they don't mean to sound dirty, and I don't have a good one. I just sound like a creep. I'm like, meh, stupid ass. Hang on the line for me, man.
I'm sorry, man. I was laughing. What'd you say? I'm sorry, man. I'm goofy, man. And no, I have not been drinking either.
Well, why not? Get on it. Save it for the bedroom. Hang on, man.
Open doors, so I walk inside. Close my eyes, find my face to hide. And the shake as I take.